Bible, I encourage you to go and read it, and you see so many different things that he talks about how the Lord is just good to us. You look at verse number 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Aren't we thankful for that? I know I'm thankful for that. We can bless the Lord for that. He hasn't dealt with us according to that. It says, for as heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. The next verse. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Wow, that's just something to just be thankful for and praise him for. And it keeps on going. And it says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Man, I know how much I love my sons and how much I like to, in a sense, please them. Obviously not in a way that makes them not want to serve the Lord and do what's right. But I show pity on them at times and gives mercy to them. And the Heavenly Father is so much better at it than I am. And I think about how much he loves me. And then he goes to verse 14, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. And it reminds us that he is God, but he still knows who we are and what we're made out of. Look what it says in verse number 20, bless the Lord ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the Lord. Talking about the commandments of God. I think we should even be thankful for God's commandments. Verse 21, bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Verse 22, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, so there's a couple things I'd like to just briefly think about and go over. The first one, you go back to verse number 1 and says, bless the Lord. What does that really mean? Bless the Lord. You know, we think of blessings and the materials that someone can give us, and they're a blessing to us because of their acts and because of the things they do. They bless us. Well, how in the world are we going to bless a God that has everything? And it's not something that we can do with our material. We can't give God something he needs. Yes, we serve him because of servant, but blessing the Lord, it goes along with praising the Lord. It even talks about in the Psalms, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If you had to take a definition, I think it would be taking and praising the Lord, giving him the proper due, letting our mouths exalt him and letting our mouths say what is supposed to be said and what is needful. Because it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. So he's saying, I am blessing the Lord. Then he continues and says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So when we talk about this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, I want us to remember that if we're going to be a blessing to the Lord, and the way that we bless the Lord is by praising the Lord. And to me, that's what this evening's about. I did not originate it. They've been doing it since before I got here. And I know it's a great time to turn around and say how thankful we are for people inside of our church, how thankful we are for our family, how thankful we are for our country, how thankful we are for these other things. But the main thrust of the whole point is we should bless the Lord. We should praise the Lord. And I'm not saying that we should forget about everybody else, but we have a remembrance and we remind ourselves the reason why I have these good things and the reason why God has blessed me is it's God. And that God's given me the privilege of living in this country, the privilege of having this family, the privilege of being part of this church family. And so when we talk about bless the Lord, I want you to think about it. It's talking about praising him. And then there's that next thought here. Oh, my soul. Now, because what we usually do when we think about praising the Lord, we think about it with our mouth. And the Bible says, as we mentioned earlier, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So it's something that we're used to doing with praising the Lord, with our mouths. When we just got out our hymn books and we sang, and I was talking to Andrew a little bit today, and I sang that, told Andrew that was a song, and you know, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I sang it for Andrew. He says, Dad, you should sing that at church. I said, I don't think so. But I was trying to get him to remember, but we're used to doing it with our mouths, but our soul is not the representation of our mouth. Now, what is in our heart and what is our soul or our makeup of inside us, who we really truly are, what comes out of our mouth represents that at different times. But what the psalmist is saying here is, bless the Lord, O my soul. And it's not just, hey, I'm going to bless him with my mouth. I'm going to bless him with my mouth, but my body's going to agree. My actions are going to agree. You think about that passage that Isaiah wrote and that Jesus requoted. And he said, he answered and said unto them, well have Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And there's a lot of people that go around praising the Lord with their mouths, but their hearts are far from God. And that's not what he wants. He wants someone that's going to bless him with his mouth, but he doesn't want someone who's just going to bless him with his mouth. He wants someone who's going to bless him with their whole soul. And then he doesn't even go as far as, and he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then he goes as far as saying, all that is in me, with all of me. And that's what I'm thinking when we sing. If we're really truly singing the bless the Lord, we should do it with all that is in us. Now, I know sometimes we not all of us need to sing so loud, and not all of us need to sing so to be obnoxious. That's true. We're singing as a group, but it's with our whole heart. And when we sing, sometimes we get up our songbooks and we open up our songbooks and we already know the songs and we're not even considering what the words are saying. I do it, and my heart and my mind's getting ready to preach, and I got a thousand things going on a Sunday or even on Wednesday night, and the songs are great and they're wonderful, but I'm not blessing the Lord then. I'm just going through a routine. And he's saying, look, all that is within me to bless his holy name. And there's another thing there. You know, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And then he goes, bless my holy name. So I think that's even saying that we should bless the name of God. It says it there. What does it mean? And so if we're supposed to be praising the Lord, and we equivalent bless the Lord with praising him, then we're supposed to praise his name. And I think about that a little bit more, and I consider that, and I think, okay, how do I bless his name? One of the things that came to my mind is when his name is said, that I'm thankful for it. Name of Jesus. You know, we sing all these songs, but when the name Jesus comes up, it brings up memories and thoughts. That's my Lord. That's my God. That's my Savior. And I'm going to want to bless him. It's going to bring something up within me. He is my God. He is my Lord. And then I think when someone uses his name, it's something that we should turn around and say, yeah, he's a good God, isn't he? Look what it says in chapter 105, just probably a page over. It says in chapter 105, verse number 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Now look, make known his deeds among the people. It says, declare his glory and wonders among all people. Earlier, I think it's in chapter number 98. And so how do we bless his holy name? So tonight when we consider or we come up and we're talking about the Lord, we're talking about things we're thankful for, we're talking about things that, let's bless the Lord, let's praise the Lord. Let's do it not with just lip service, let's do it with our soul and all that is within us, but let's bless the name of the Lord. And so I heard one preacher say this. I wanted to make sure I gave it credit because I thought it was a pretty cool, thought-provoking saying. Do we as Christians bless his holy name as much as the world curses it? You think about that. You know, do we as Christians bless his holy name as much as the world curses it? It gave us a thought here. He gave us a pattern here. He says, look, bless the Lord. Now, not just part of us, our inner being, oh my soul, and then all that is within me. And then he goes and says, bless my holy name. And there are so many people in this world that curses the name of the Lord, but how many of us bless his name? What a precious name. What a sweet name. What a beautiful name. And it's who's attached to it. You know, we talk about the word Jezebel, and the lady's name Jezebel. Most people don't name their daughters Jezebel because of what's attached to it. And the same thing we talked about Judas. And back in Bible times, Judas was a very popular name, but you don't have a lot of people named Judas today being named that because of what's attached to it. But when we talk about Jesus, or talk about Lord, or we talk about God our Father, man, it's something we should bless his name. Second thought here, and we'll be finished. Bless the Lord, O my soul, my inner being. And then that next part, and forget not all his benefits. Obviously, this is back in chapter 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. And then it begins talking about the one that he forgives her iniquity. If that was all he did, that would be enough to bless him. How he redeemed us from destruction, how he crowns us in verse number 4 also, how he satisfies us in verse number 5, how he renews us in verse number 5, how he helps us with righteousness and judgment. There's, don't forget the benefits. And here's the thought that it came to me. This one was mine. It wasn't like the other preacher said. Do we remember his benefits as much as we remember our wants? Do we remember his benefits as much as we remember his wants? You think about it, coming to a time in a day where we want this and we need this, and there are legitimate needs out in the world. There are things that the Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens, that we are supposed to share requests, and I think it's a good thing to do prayer requests. I think it's a good thing to talk about the things that we want each other to pray for, and I think it's something that we should be a part in trying to be a blessing to our church family. But, you know, when I go over and I consider all those benefits and I consider all the things God has done, you know, as talking about my sins and how he doesn't remember them as far as the east is from the west, I mean, that's something to remember. That's something to be excited about. That's something to say, I have so much. What is it that I truly need? But in a day and time where we're getting ready to head into a season where it's a lot about wants and it's a lot about things that people need to get or think they need to get, they forget all the benefits that God offers them. Let's not lose sight of that. Let's not lose sight of that. You know, do I remember the benefits that I have as from God being my Father and Lord Savior as much as I remember my wants? So which one do we remember more? And he says in verse number 2, doesn't he? He says, forget not his benefits. And he says, so which one do I remember more? Do I remember his benefits as much as I remember the things I want or the things I think I need? So as we consider these things in the scriptures tonight and as we get ready to close, there's two thoughts there. We as Christians, do we bless his name as much as the world curses it because it says bless his holy name? And secondly, do we remember his benefits as much as we remember the things that we think we need and want? Tonight, I want you to bless the Lord. And tonight, I want you to feel like you can be encouraged to talk about things that you're thankful for, whether it's your heritage, whether it's your house, whether it's your church, whether it's your family. I think those are all good things to say, the Lord's been good to me because he's given me this. He allowed me to be a part of this. But make sure that we don't forget to bless the Lord when we're talking to. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for today. Lord, what a blessing it is to be in your house. And Lord, just sing your praises and to take a few minutes to just bless the Lord with our thoughts and our hearts. Help us not to just do it with a tradition. Help us not to do it with something that's mechanical, but instead with our hearts and with our soul to bless him and to bless his name. In Jesus' name, amen.